At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
So, this is dumb. Jim Morrison's still alive.
Oh, great.
Apparently working maintenance in Syracuse. He was born December of 1943, so I guess he's 81.
Mm.
So great news, Doors fans. Jim Morrison! He's just hiding out. He just didn't want to... He changed his name to Frank.
Put the bottle down.
Sure. All of it. So this is according to this documentary, by the way, it's on Apple TV Plus. It's been on since January, but for some reason, somebody actually pressed play on it. And so now people are like, oh, is this a thing? It isn't. He's been hiding out in Syracuse, New York. He's a maintenance worker named Frank. This is according to a documentary called Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison.
Frank's really the name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And apparently it's an identity he stole from a dude named Frank.
Oh, dear.
I know. So, okay. You know, it's one of those. You watch. I put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can take a look at it. It's one of those things where as you're watching it, you think to yourself, this person has nothing else to do. But they did get a documentary made, and it's on Apple TV Plus. So congratulations to the guy who made Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison. He just started getting attention. So the movie claims that Jim Morrison faked his death and went into hiding. They're saying, how'd they get a coffin so fast? How did he get buried in that famous cemetery? Was anyone even seen the body? How could this have happened? Where was he? What is that? Was he in a tub or was he somewhere else? Or was he there at all? I don't know.
Sure. He's in the 27 Club. Did you know that?
I did know that. Oh, okay. Yeah. He's one of the... one of the original members.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the movie claims that Morrison faked his death, went into hiding. He met a guy named Frank and assumed Frank's identity. Frank, who they say is Jim Morrison, actually speaks in the documentary and even has a scar on his nose where Jim Morrison had a mole, proving that he had the mole removed.
Oh, jeez.
Just so he wouldn't be so recognizable. He's got a big beard. They take a picture of Jim Morrison and then the picture of this Frank guy is an old guy. And they keep like toggling back and forth between the two of them. Close. In the movie, the filmmaker shows a picture of Frank to two of Jim Morrison's ex-girlfriends. And they both burst into tears at the resemblance. So if you're one of those people who loves a good conspiracy theory documentary, this is probably for you. Maybe you're a big Doors fan. You're like, well, I'd like to hear some people talking about Jim Morrison. I mean, out of 100, the chances of him being alive at 81 and working maintenance in Syracuse are 0 out of 100. But, you know, people got to be busy with something, Vin.
They say he was very thirsty in those final days there in Paris.
Very thirsty.
Really?
Give me stuff to drink. I'll drink all of it as much as fast as I can.
The official cause of death was listed as heart failure, but they do say no autopsy was performed as it was not required by French law back then.
Ah.
So maybe he did sneak off.
Maybe he did.
You never know.
Maybe he planned the whole thing and just bought a bunch of liquor and poured it right down the drain. He was like, I don't even drink. I'm just going to pretend I do, and I'm going to move to Syracuse. I hate this fame thing. I hate it.
I have a couple questions.
Yes, okay.
They're not related to Jim Morrison, I'll wait till after.
No, all done. Done? Okay. I'm done whenever you
Are Jen Garner and Ben Affleck back together?
No, they're not.
Did Alec walk off the red carpet, that one he was on with his wife, when she told him, stop talking? Did he walk off that red carpet and never come back?
Oh, no, I haven't. No, he walked to the side and started talking to somebody else. I did not see any follow-up where he left forever.
Oh. I didn't see anything.
Yeah. Do you want to see if you can find that one? That one's way more likely than the Ben and Jen one.
Or Jim Morrison.
Or that one. I mean, I feel like I was putting enough facetiousness into that people got
no,
that
I was okay. Clear that that wasn't
so dumb.
So he is alive.
Yeah, we're going with he is Jim Morrison okay. Is alive and working maintenance in Syracuse, and he's calling himself Frank.
All right.
He's 81 and he's still working at doing maintenance. Anyway, there's that. I'm done with it. Lady Gaga's Mayhem debuts at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart.
All right.
This is her seventh number one. The biggest week by the year's biggest week by a woman, and Gaga's biggest streaming week ever. Let's see here. This is her seventh studio album, and it is the seventh number one album for her. All of her albums, number one. I've been thinking a lot about the mean girls at wherever she went to college who would put up a Facebook page or some kind of website that said, Stephanie Germanotta, you'll never be famous.
Oh.
I hope she just goes all the time whenever she thinks about those people.
I hope she doesn't even bother with them.
I want her to have that moment of just screw you, bitches.
Wow.
I'm Lady Gaga, MF-er. Because she is. I mean, she's a force. There you go. Her seventh studio album. It launched with about 219,000 equivalent album units because we count them by maybe it's this much these days. So this was in the week that ended. This is last week, looks like. And they're saying it's her largest streaming. Oh, here we go. Chromatica was her last number one album. That was 2020. The soundtrack to A Star Is Born. That's the Bradley Cooper thing. That was 2018. That was number one. Joanne in 2016. Cheek to Cheek with Tony Bennett. That was in 2013. Art Pop was also 2013. Born This Way in 2011. And those have all been number one. Stretching all the way back to her debut project, The Fame, which reached number two in 2010. Anyway, congrats to her. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go. There's a list today that I thought was sort of interesting. I don't know what it takes to pay to have a song in your movie or your TV show. It probably depends on the song,
yeah,
and how desperate they are for money. We released 100 albums Slappy did like years ago, and there's a Beatles song on there, and we got permission to put it on that record, and we said we're going to print 100 units, and this was back in the days of CDs, and it cost us $120. That's what it cost for us to
do a Beatles cover.
To put that onto a reproduced medium, and it was easy. This was 20 years ago or more on the internet, they already had it all set up where you sort of put in who you were, what you were doing, what song it was, how many copies of whatever
and
you were going to make.
How much you owe them for that.
They went, please send us $120 and you can have it. And then they give you the exact verbiage, licensed by EMI or whatever it was.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even remember if it was EMI.
Not much.
No. I was like, go, because we were like, well, we like this. It's a cover of I'm Only Sleeping, which isn't even like a big Beatles song. Maybe that's why, because it wasn't, Help going, or something. Yeah. But I always wonder about that. Sometimes on late night, they'll make jokes about why they don't have a certain song. They're like, we would play you this song, but we can't, NBC says we're not paying for the licensing for that or whatever. It's not in the budget to do that. So these are the 10 songs that have been used the most in TV and movies. I don't know if that just means these were definitely the number one choice or these were the ones that were reasonable.
Well, what comes to mind are the TV shows that used The Who in the 90s. Was that CSI?
It was, but I guess that because they just took the one song and used it on the one show, it counts for that. Because that was sort of, right? There were two or three of them that all used
The Who.
Like an opening salvo from The Who. Yeah. And I think that just counts as one thing.
You go ahead.
So Escape, the Pina Colada song, If you like pina coladas, that one. That's Rupert Holm. That's been used in 36 films and TV shows. Which, I guess, okay. I feel like occasionally you see that. So then we skip to number 8 because it's a tie. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. 38 films and TV shows. And Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye, which is, that's super appropriate in certain situations. You know, that's not good when it's just like kids hanging out at school. But if the kids later go on a date and then things are happening, then maybe Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On starts playing. 38 films and TV appearances. This is funny. Sixth place, the tie is between September. Do you remember? Earth, Wind, and Fire, 39 film and TV appearances. And Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping, I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again.
That one. In a bunch of movies and TV.
39 film and TV appearances. And I'm like, well, I guess if your show was set in 1998, that might be the song you need.
The Talking Heads have a song called This Must Be the Place. And that's in a lot of movies. Is that on the list?
Not in the top 10.
Okay.
But I'm sure, you know, it's on the list somewhere. Do you remember the Mazzie Star song, Fade Into You?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's been in 41. That's number 5 on this list. Coldplay's Fix You is number 4, which is, I mean, it's such a moving song. It really is beautiful. I love that song. I think it's so pretty. And that's been in, that's number 4, 42 film and TV appearances. At last. Oh, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Etta James. 49. That's number 3 on this list. 49
It's a big wedding song, too.
Oh, my God. It's a love song. This one I like in particular. Push it. Push it real good.
Where's your version of this?
Wait, that's lost forever. Oh, well.
She had a version of this?
Oh, God,
but me?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Stop it. And the horseback riding thing, that's gone too. That's number 2. Push It, Salt-N-Pepa. 50 film and TV appearances. And the one that has been used the most, and this is actually also a large part of the Sarah and Vinny show. Just hit it.
This is how we do it.
Montel Jordan, 52 film and TV appearances. La 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 la.
Wow.
I know, isn't that funny?
All right.
The biggies. These are the top pop songs that have popped up in every other TV show, it seems. I mean, I'm not going to say that I don't even think I've ever seen a song, a show that one. This is how, I thought it was just our show. This is how we do it. A doogadoop. La 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 la. Dolly Parton made her first appearance since her husband's death a couple weeks ago. Carl Dean is his name, and he died at the age of 82, like 2 weeks ago. And so on Friday, she attended a special event for Dollywood season pass holders in Tennessee. And she said, I'm here because I love him. I miss him, but I love you too. I will always love you, she said, which is, of course, one of her biggest songs, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Friday, she was there for season pass holder. If you're a season pass holder at Dollywood, you apparently get some kind of meet and greet with Dolly Parton. She thanked fans for their cards and flowers. She said, of course, I will always love him. I'll miss him. But I wanted you to know that I will always love you. Dollywood is celebrating its 40th anniversary season this year. Wow.
I wonder if he was someone in failing health. Like,
I don't know, but at 82, I wonder.
Yeah, you'd think. You know, and I don't, it's, she sounds like she sort of got that it was coming or
right.
something, you know, like she's not just wrecked by it. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you get to a certain age and things slow down.
Sure, it sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she didn't feel it. I'm just saying it sounds like that, you know, she must have seen this coming and gotten her, steeled herself for it.
Yeah. All right, that is going to do it for me.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.